So it's just about summer, and you're probably ready to do some summer things. And this year, that might be a little difficult, but we're all going to try. We're going to try to relax, refresh, renew, think about what we do, our careers in education, how we want to approach it in the future, and hopefully get some time to hang out with people we like, or at least talk to them. I mean, that's what summer is all about. And here at TCEA, we do love that aspect of summer, and we're bringing something else to it. We're bringing professional learning to it. You might be familiar with TCEA's Elementary Technology Conference. I would encourage every member of the EdTech Club to check it out, and it's exactly what it sounds like. June 14th through 16th, we are talking all about educational technology, successful educational strategies, and tools that you can put to work with elementary classes. And this year, of course, is a little different. This year, ETC is a fully virtual conference. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get all the things you expect out of this amazing summer PD event. As a matter of fact, you can get live and on-demand presentations for up to 30 days. You can get up to 100 hours of CPE, but I won't make the whole pitch here. There will be a link in the description below. But all this is to say, this event is going to bring up a lot of interesting ideas. And to give you a preview of what that's going to be like, this week in the EdTech Club, our guest speakers are Salih Clark and Ginny Long, instructional technologists and EdTech speakers, known collectively as Ginny Lee. They even host the Ginny Lee Show, where they talk about EdTech, and this week we invited them to come on our show, because they'll be featured presenters at the Elementary Technology Conference. They're going to talk about big ideas in education, incorporating ed tech, especially at that elementary level, how that can help with accessibility for special education students, and ways we can use technology to communicate and educate during times of remote learning. It's a really interesting discussion, and I hope you stick around for this meeting of the EdTech Club, because we're talking about all of it, and it all starts right now. Hey everybody, welcome back to another meeting of the EdTech Club, the podcast from TCEA. I'm your host, Andrew Rausch, and as I said, this week we're talking to Ginny Long and Salih Clark about the things they're excited to bring to our Elementary Technology Conference. It is a fun and far-ranging conversation. I think you'll like it. So, without any further delay, here's our conversation with Ginny Long and Salih Clark, Ginny Lee.
My name is Ginny Long.
And I'm Salih Clark.
And we are
Ginny Lee.
Usually we high five, but this social distancing is really cramping our style.
We can insert claps.
Awesome. Well, we are instructional technologists with Eagle Mountain Saginaw Independent School District, which is a little bit north of Fort Worth, Texas. And we just feel like we have the best jobs ever. We get to work together. We share an office, and we are on a team of 10, and we support 21,000 students and a little almost 3,000 teachers. And we go in classrooms and model lessons and do PD and, you know, hold all kinds of trainings. And of course, now with the distance learning, it's taken a whole new twist, and we are doing much more of that virtual PD. But we just love working with teachers. We love training. We love creating new things. And it's just a fun adventure.
And you're both instructional technologists now. Can you tell me a little bit about the path you took to get there? I don't think most people start out as technologists. Maybe they were, what got you there?
Sure. We both have a couple different backgrounds. We both come from families of educators. So I think you probably hear that a lot, that teachers typically, you know, it's in the blood. But my mom was a teacher. She actually just won Teacher of the Month with KLTY. So that was super exciting. She got that recognition. Yay! But I have always wanted to be a teacher. I taught sixth grade math for 10 years. I was always my very first job was in a computer lab managing that. So kind of started off that way. But then I just always loved, you know, the technology integration into my lessons. And so I went and got my master's in instructional technology, and kind of when these positions kind of started being a thing, 10, 15 years ago, I got really interested and positions came available. And so I've been doing this for about 11, 12 years and just love it. I mean, I just love being able to stay in the classroom. I have four children as well, my own. So being able to be involved with their education and, you know, be able to be in the classroom and teaching with them, but also working with adults as well. It's just kind of the best of both worlds. So it's awesome. And Salih had a little different experience.
Yeah, my mom is also an educator and was a principal. And she loved her job and I was at the school all the time with her. And so growing up and then going into college, I was like, I'm going to run as far away from education as I can.
Act of rebellion.
I know, right? And then my senior year in college, my mom had me come back and sub for her because I had time during the day. And I fell in love and was like, this is where I'm supposed to be. I love this. And so I am actually alternative certified with a marketing degree. And then I went back and got my master's of instructional technology as well and librarian certification. And I was a librarian for 10 years. And then I stepped into the role of instructional technologist for the past 4 years. And through that, like I just found, I've always loved technology, very similar to Jenny. And, in high school, I always enjoyed dabbling in it and creating things for my friends online, especially as AOL was rolling out, you know, it was good times. But yeah, it just naturally drew me in and, people always saw that strength and encouraged me to follow that path.
Yeah. I like the aspect of being inspired by AOL Instant Messenger.
Right? Good times.
That speaks to me.
Good. What about MySpace? So, were you in that?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know. Okay, good. I mean, there's no shortage of surveys I could have filled out to tell you about my interests. And together you host the Jenalee Show.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about what that is, how you started it, why you started it, and what you do.
Okay, Salih, you
want to
take that? You have a really good.
Sure. We are super passionate about empowering our teachers and our students to do more than they ever could before with technology. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we both are in this role is we love getting to work with them and seeing them just excel and take off. And as we were going around and working with teachers, like Jenny mentioned, we have, tons of teachers within our district and 20 different schools to go to, we noticed that we were getting the same questions over and over again. And we were like, we need to come up with a way to somehow empower our teachers to have access to answers. So we started doing the Jenalee Show because we would see one teacher do something amazing in her classroom. And we wanted to share that out with all of our teachers for them to be able to see. And so it kind of started there with us highlighting the awesome things that were happening at Eagle Mountain Saginaw. And then it kind of grew into more of a global audience where our teachers are still not just influencing Eagle Mountain, but also our global PLN. So it's really a neat way to learn and a neat way to showcase our teachers at the same time.
Yeah, sort of a like ever-growing repository of information. And you can
Absolutely.
Point people to it instead of having to recapitulate your points over and over.
Yeah.
I'm sure everyone in education has gotten used to.
Oh, yeah. And we've also added some new aspects to it. So now we do some tech tips where we share different tips we find at different places. And then we even interview other people who are in the technology field who are experts in those different pieces.
You've clearly been gathering all sorts of good, useful information for your district, your educators, and then expanding that to other people. And of course, one thing you do together is present at conferences, like you'll be featured presenters at our upcoming Elementary Technology Conference, June 14th through 16th. You can still register, you'll be there and you'll be bringing some of this information to our attendees. So what are y'all really excited to talk about this year at this conference?
Oh gosh, so many things. We're going to do 5 sessions, I think. Yeah, 5 sessions. And we're really excited. A couple of them are new that we haven't done before. We're working on one that's like choice boards, choice menus, HyperDocs. So that's a new one that we're taking on. Super excited about that. We're also really... Go ahead, Salih.
Oh, no, I was just going to pick up on the next one. I saw you looking or could hear you looking. We're also going to do a breakout of the norm with OneNote breakouts. So if you haven't had a chance to see breakouts in OneNote, this is a great session to attend. We're going to be sharing some resources that we've also made for the Microsoft community that you can have access to as well.
We also are doing a Wakelet session, Riding the Wakelet Wave. And if you haven't heard about Wakelet, it is definitely just an amazing curation tool. We're actually going to be on the Wakelet community event is happening next week. And we're going to be sharing how ed tech coaches can use Wakelet. So that's going to be on June 4th. We're going to be sharing some things related to that as well. But lots of great sessions with Wakelet next week coming out. But we are excited to share how we use Wakelet and how teachers can use Wakelet and even students. So super excited about that one also.
We are huge fans of Microsoft Teams. And so I'm sure many teachers have had experience with it right now during distance learning and using it for Teams meetings or even possibly for their LMS within their classrooms. And so we are also doing a session over Teams for the modern classroom and showing you some of our favorite tips and tricks and aspects to Teams that we think will help you navigate your classroom. In fact, Jenny and I like to call Teams the mecca of collaboration because it really gives you like so many different collaboration and communication capabilities within your classroom.
Mm-hmm. And then the last session that we're going to be doing is called Virtually Connected. Typically we've done this one as kind of a workshop. So we're you know, having to tweak it a little bit because it's more of a hands-on kind of experiential type session. But we really love to share the resources that are available in the Microsoft community. And there are opportunities to do mystery Skypes. You can bring in experts into your classroom to speak about certain things, just ways to connect classrooms across the world globally. And also to use Flipgrid, Grid Pals, which is another way to do the modern pen pal type situation. So just so many opportunities to connect our students. And now that we've had more exposure to digital tools, that's going to be huge. And I feel like teachers are going to be even more receptive to something like that now that they're become more familiar with this environment. But just connecting our classrooms outside of our four walls and how even as educators, we can connect across the world.
Yeah, I think it's been, you know, you mentioned Microsoft Teams. You mentioned having to adapt the kind of workshop you're used to running. I think that is sort of the general undercurrent in a lot of thinking about ed tech right now. So I guess, you know, from your role as instructional technologists, what's really jumping out to you right now that schools, students, families, and communities are diving into a new LMS or a new communication system or just a new tool for assignments? It probably feels like a lot. So from your point of view, what are y'all seeing that's helpful, that's useful, that's really helping educators right now?
Well, it's just, I think, Teams is definitely, we are a Microsoft district, so we have dabbled a little bit in Teams. You know, we've had some, classes, we did some global projects with some students, in France, and we've done some other things from, class to class, even within our district. But now, I mean, kudos to our teachers and across the world. You know, we know jumping into a different platform or a new type of teaching environment they had to do in just days. But for our district and for us personally, we've just really embraced Microsoft Teams. And it's just been amazing to see, you know, like I said, I have four children of my own and watching them on a daily basis, being home with them and how they're learning and communicating with their teachers and their classmates. So we have just absolutely loved seeing that. And they've been using some Zoom and, you know, we also use Canvas, but just seeing that the use of that and teachers just being so eager to learn how to use these tools to communicate with their students has just been really, really encouraging.
I think one of the things that we're learning as through this process is finding a balance between synchronous and asynchronous instruction, because we feel like both are very important within the classroom. There's times that, you know, we need to meet face-to-face and teach our students virtually face-to-face. But then there's also times that students can't make those meetings. And so how do we record those and how do we offer it at a different time for those students who need to access it at, you know, in the evening when their parents are home or in the evening when they're finished working or taking care of their siblings. So I think it's really making sure that we're trying to build that balance within our courses.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, there's a lot of pressure to learn, adopt new tools, new strategies. But I guess sort of the upside is once we've investigated those tools, we might have a sense of how to better use our toolkit in the future. You know, a lot of us don't know how synchronous versus asynchronous the coming school year could be. Mm-hmm. But we will have a bigger, better honed toolkit when we get there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very well said. At the beginning of all of this, that's really what we were focusing on, was helping teachers learn the online tools. So that way they could be prepared and equipped. And then it moved into, now what are our teaching strategies within that tool? And so like you were saying, now that we're getting these tools, now we have to move forward into how do we use them in our classroom and how do we want to customize our classroom for our students?
Of course, you'll be featured presenters at our elementary technology conference. And, you know, this one is kind of a special event because it does have a focus on pre-K through six, you know, that elementary level. When you approach a conference like this, how do you think differently about instructional technology and ed tech when you're thinking about those primary grades?
We primarily, you know, I taught most of my experience in elementary school. Sixth grade was in an elementary school, and having young children myself. And I love the elementary environment. So that's definitely something that I feel I'm a little bit more experienced with. And I feel like during this whole time too, we've really been focusing on those younger grade teachers to help support them, because in this environment where they, you know, they struggle with even, you know, the digital tools and having the second graders log on or the first graders. I just feel like that's really kind of been where our focus has been lately. So it's really exciting to me to be able to be at a conference that's primarily focused on those particular ages. So I'm super excited about that.
And I was a pre-K teacher for 3 years, both general ed and special ed. So younger grades definitely hold a special place in my heart. And I'm always looking for ways to use technology in the younger elementary classrooms that's impactful, that's easy to use, and that really gives those students a voice and a chance to justify their thoughts. Because those are the age when we are getting them to verbally state their thinking and really begin to form those sentence structures. And so it really is, technology really does empower them and help them. So Jenny and I are always looking for ways to do that. So that's one reason we're super excited about presenting here.
Do you think elementary educators might face a special set of challenges when it comes, especially right now, to our moment of remote learning?
I think they definitely have challenges. And, you know, again, speaking from my personal experience, you know, I have two in high school and two in elementary. So as a parent, you know, I'm watching that high schoolers are a little more independent. You know, they kind of get it. They know how to get on their platform and be a little more self-sufficient and independent. But I've really spent a lot of time with my younger ones trying to help them, because, and we're not a one-to-one district where we work. And so for our teachers and our students, you know, having the access to technology has not been as frequent as it would be maybe in a district that is one-to-one. So even that hurdle in itself for our teachers, you know, learning how to use these platforms more on a daily basis, and our students learning how to log in and, you know, how to get to these tools that they're not as familiar with. So it definitely brings about challenges with, you know, the little ones having to log on to all the different platforms or access things. So we've been really, you know, researching different tools and different, you know, type of LMS or apps or things that are most easily accessible for those younger kiddos, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of this time is also brought about empowering our parents and helping them learn the tools well. So how do I get on? And then how do I save that username and password so I don't have to re-enter it? And, so really, we've even come up with parent help sheets and our through Wakelet, parent Wakelets, to help them learn the process as well, because we want it to be as easy for the family as possible. Where, like Jenny was saying, those kindergartners, once it's set up, can get in and fully participate in the class.
Yeah, I can imagine some of the complexity there of being both educator and tech support rolled into one. And so, Sally, you mentioned strategies or tools that have an impact at this elementary level. You can be as broad or specific as you want, I guess. It doesn't matter. But what I'm getting at is, what do you think makes a certain strategy or tool effective for elementary educators?
Yeah, I think for elementary, it is so important for those students to be able to fully verbalize or share their thoughts, and really helping them form the way they share their thoughts. You know, that's why we use sentence stems, and that's why we get them started with those pieces. And we always look for, you know, apps that are easy. We also look for apps that help them do that. And so, like, one, for example, would be Flipgrid. I feel like it is a fabulous application for those younger kiddos because it is easy. You just press the big green plus button, and then it gives them the opportunity to speak. And so It's really, you know, teaching those structures of these sentence stems. I want you to start with this and then explain yourself afterwards, and then giving them an application that is easy and sticking with one or two. That way they can get familiar with it and use it frequently, and it becomes second nature to them to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And one thing too that Slee and I are really passionate about is accessibility and features that are going to allow our students to have the supports that they might need. And she and I both have children of our own with dyslexia. So we have really, really worked hard the past couple of years on finding those tools that are going to help those students that have those needs, and just using things like dictation, being able to, you know, again, like Slee said, get your thoughts out, express yourself, and then go back and do your editing and revising. So we love the tools that Microsoft offers to help students and support students that might need those, you know, those extra supports. So that's something that we're really passionate about, and we love to bring in those pieces into everything that we share.
Yeah, and certainly one of the, you know, the first or easiest places we can see an effect of technology in education is accessibility.
Mm-hmm. One of the reasons we love Microsoft is because they do give students a voice through all of or most of their products. And they make it easy for students to dictate. They make it easy for them to read content with Immersive Reader. Not only can they read the content, they can also translate the content. They can even use a picture dictionary within the content. And this is huge for students with dyslexia because a lot of times they are missing that academic vocabulary. And having a picture beside the word really gives them context to what the information is that they're reading. And so that has been huge for my son alone to be able to access content. And moving from elementary into middle school, it was a big deal for him because he is dyslexic. And in elementary school, it wasn't a big deal that the teacher would come over and help read to him. She was, you know, he or she was still doing that with many of the students. But moving into middle school and being in pre-AP classes, it was embarrassing. And he didn't want to raise his hand for a teacher to come over and, you know, read something to clarify the content. But using Office Lens and using OneNote, he was able to access the content by himself. And not only access it, it would read it to him, it would allow him to dictate, but also receive further content into what the information was giving him. So that's been a huge game changer for him, being able to access the content by himself.
Yeah, and content that was for a very long time, probably only given to students in one format.
Exactly.
Being reading or listening or talking. But this can kind of open up different learning styles to access the same information.
Mm-hmm. And then we've seen even elementary schools, like first graders, use Immersive Reader to build fluency. And so they will read along as the computer is reading to build up that fluency and knowledge of sight words. And so that's even a great way to use the program, not only just for accessibility, but also for teaching.
And then, of course, the last thing is give us your plugs, let us know where we should find you online or how you want to connect with people who might be listening.
Well, we just hope that everyone, I know in this time when we were so excited to go to Galveston and be able to get away, but we still know it's going to be a great conference and we're super excited. So we hope that everyone is registered and excited to learn. And, you know, we know there's great presenters and we are just really, really honored to be a part of this great event.
You can also find us online at thegenalleeshow.com, and you spell Genallee, J-E-N-A-L-L-E-E. It's a combination of our two names. And on our website, you can find resources, templates, blogs, all kinds of good stuff. But you can also find us on Twitter. We're both very active on Twitter and encourage you as teachers to join us. We love growing our PLN on Twitter. And it is at Jenilee1 is our handle together. And then individually, Jenny's is at JLo731 and mine is at Salee Clark.
Awesome. Well, I'm very excited to see y'all's sessions next month at the ETC. And I'm really grateful you took the time to chat with us.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew. We appreciate being on here and can't wait for the event. We're super, super excited.
Okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we had to talk with Jenny and Salee. But if you want to hear more from them, if you want to get involved, and if you want to hear all the great tips, tricks, techniques, and strategies they'll be bringing to their 5 sessions at ETC, check out the link in the description for this episode. That is your extra credit opportunity this week. Go check out the ETC website at elementary.tcea.org. See what we're going to be talking about, and yes, there's still time to register. So check it out and get ready to jump into some exciting online summer professional development. As always, don't forget to like, subscribe, tell your friends about the show, and follow TCEA on all your favorite social media websites. Just look for TCEA. And that's it. No other homework for this week. You got enough to think about, and I want you to go check out that ETC website. So that's all we've got for this week's meeting of the EdTech Club. But as always, we will be back next week with another meeting. Until then, I'm Andrew Rausch. Thanks for being part of the club. EdTech Club is a production of TCEA. To learn more and to join, go to tcea.com.